Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the weekend of May 25th, 2019. To get you started, President Trump is in Japan this weekend for what's being billed as a social trip to highlight the closeness between Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, along with that of the two countries. Abe will host Trump on Sunday when the pair will play golf, and he'll bring Trump to a sumo wrestling match where Trump will present the winner with a U.S.-made trophy. Then on Monday, Trump will meet with Emperor Naruhito, becoming the first head of state to do so since he assumed power. At a press conference earlier on Saturday, Trump said that the relationship between the U.S. and Japan is the best that it's ever been.
It's my sincere hope that the Reiwa era, the economic ties between the United States and Japan, continue to grow deeper and stronger, if that's possible. I think we right now probably have the best relationship with Japan that we've ever had. And that goes back a long way, but I don't think it's ever been better. This probably is the best, and we're going to keep it that way.
The president's overseas trip comes after a hectic week that included a war of words with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a tweet from Trump of an edited video that made it seem that Pelosi slurred her speech. The administration also made news on Friday when they decided to scrap protections for transgender patients under the Affordable Care Act and to sell new weapons to Saudi Arabia, despite congressional objections. Start your engines. It's time for the Indianapolis 500. Sunday's auto race is chock full of a number of storylines, including the possibility that Marco Andretti could win his first Indy 500 on the 50th anniversary of his grandfather's lone 500 win. Plus, the event will likely see plenty of celebrities in attendance, including actors Christian Bale and Matt Damon. But rain is in the forecast, putting the race in jeopardy. The race will only be considered official if 101 laps are completed. Next up, an asteroid will pass by Earth this weekend, large enough that scientists are calling it potentially hazardous. The asteroid is expected to be a safe enough distance away and will actually consist of two space rocks, one measuring about a third of a mile across, orbiting a larger asteroid like the Moon. The larger asteroid measures about a mile across. NASA says that the system will pass within about 3 million miles of our planet, and yeah, you'll likely need a telescope to see it. The U.S. Military Academy's 2019 class will graduate on Saturday and will include a record 34 black women. That number is the largest in the history of the school. Meanwhile, the class will also include 19 Latina women, another record for the academy. Stephanie Riley, one of the black women set to graduate on Saturday, told the AP that the program has come a long way.
It is a huge deal because initially, the first class, we only had two. So, and now to reach 34, it's like, overall, it's amazing. It overall just showed myself and those who thought I couldn't do it initially that yes, I can, and not just yes, I can show other little girls that yes, you can come to West Point, like yes, you can like do something that maybe the rest of your peers aren't actually doing.
A brutal heat wave that one expert called a death ridge is set to slam the southeast this weekend. Some all-time record temperatures could be felt from Alabama to Virginia, with some of the records that could be broken dating back to the 1800s. Highs in some areas could cross triple digits, and in Charleston, South Carolina, the National Weather Service has called it a prolonged and dangerous heat wave. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and a review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.